This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 909, the English accent you should aim for. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you practice your listening in English, should you listen to all different accents or should you focus on just one? Get the answer today, plus get an update on the cool new bonus videos available inside the iOS app. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
It's a snow day here.
Oh, my gosh. That is so weird.
All the buses have chains on them. School is canceled. Everything is closed. It's crazy. Just all of Portland is covered in, many, many inches of snow.
Oh, that's so funny because just a few weeks ago, you were telling me that that spring was here, that it was summer, basically, in Portland.
One of my challenges is not thinking ahead sometimes and really just like assuming whatever's happening right now is the truth. Like,
that's
this
so
is
funny.
Or like what I believe right now. Like, this is the truth. So just a case of wishful thinking on my part.
Well, now the tables have flipped and I'm sure they're going to flip again in the opposite direction. But today in Boston, it's 60 degrees and sunny. So I'm loving some of that sunshine here today.
Oh, my God. And you're traveling soon.
Yes,
you're going to be like a really warm place soon.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so excited. I'm so ready. This warm weather in Boston is just getting me really into vacation mode. And I'm ready to drop everything and just hang out in the warm weather for a week, learn to surf and all that good stuff. You know?
Oh, my God. Psyched. That's so cool. I took one surfing lesson in Hawaii and I was doing really well. I stood up on the board, but then I didn't know how to stop. So I just like ran into the beach and I fell off. Have you learned to surf before?
I've never done it before. It'll be my first time. Cool. So I don't know how that's going to go. Probably a disaster. But
no, it'll be so fun. Oh, that's rad. Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about your Spanish on this trip? Are you going to be speaking confidently?
Absolutely. So that's the question of the day, right? So I've been preparing, jumping, like I said last time, I've been jumping on iTalki to get instant tutoring. This week when I have like a gap of a minimum of a half an hour, I'll jump on there. Yesterday I was on there with someone from Venezuela. And so over the last couple of weeks, I've talked to people. Initially, I said, I'm only going to talk to people from Nicaragua, so I'll be ready for that accent. But then, you know, I just got a little more flexible and I just realized at my level, I'm not sure if it's that important to only talk to people from Nicaragua with that accent. So I talked to Venezuelans, Colombians, Nicaraguans, and then let's see, someone from Ecuador. Yeah.
What do you think there's ever a point in our language learning when it is important to like only focus on one accent or like listening to one accent? I don't know if that point ever comes.
I know. I don't think it's necessarily ever a top priority, because the reality is that language comes in different way, different forms, like different accents. Yeah. And that is the reality, you know, especially when we're listening. Maybe if we're really going deep into our language, there might be a time when we would say, okay, for this focused hour, I'm going to focus on, you know, American English or British English, and I'm going to work on my accent if that's how I want to sound. Yeah.
I think if like very, very distinct outcomes, that you're aiming for, like, what if, like, if you're an actor and you have to have a certain accent or something, then you need to focus on that. Other than that, like, in English, it doesn't matter if you're going to go take a test or meet a client. Yeah. It really doesn't matter. English is so huge that even my friends have slightly different accents depending on where they've traveled or where they grew up.
Well, that's a good point, actually, because let's imagine we say we only want to speak American English, sound like an American. So we're going to focus entirely on American English. But even within the U.S., I mean, we have so many accents. We've talked about the Southern accent, though, you know, the New York City accent, the Boston accent from Southie. Right. It's different, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the reason we're talking about this is this issue was brought to our attention from a student, from a listener. And so he listens to a lot of different podcasts. I'll read his question. He said,
okay.
I am listening to 3 English ESL podcasts, which I really love and don't want to resign from any of them. I really love that, like, resign from. That's awesome. and he says, the question is, could it be a problem for my accent or pronunciation learning when each podcast comes from a different English language country? In my case, it is USA, UK, and Canada. So just straight off the bat, no, like, that is not a problem. I think it's essential to develop your listening, right? But he's more worried about his pronunciation. So what do you think about that, Lindsay?
Yeah, so I think that if you're going to do, like, very, very focused exercises, for example, if you guys go back to our guest episode with Rachel on Monday, episode 898, she took us through a 4-step process where you're actually going to use, for example, TED Talks. You're going to study the sounds that people make in English, then you're going to hear them in TED Talks, and then you're going to train them. And she sent us to a site called Youglish, which is actually where people pronounce, you get, I think it's just American English, but I'm not sure actually. No, it has all accents, cool. US, UK, and Australia. You hear natives pronouncing it. I would suggest, I'm going to say that when you're actually training that sound, you want to focus in on one accent. That would be my suggestion, so we don't get too confused. Yeah,
especially like with the vowels. I think if you're kind of doing like a mishmash of vowels, because that's really what gets in the way, right, of saying words correctly or not and being understood by other people. That if you, at that stage, I think it would be good to just focus on like one system. And like you said, at your level of Spanish, you decided it's not that important right now.
No, because my goal is just to be able to accomplish traveling tasks, have some nice connections with people there. This is not about having a perfect accent, you know? Guys, if you are a regular All Ears English listener and you want to make sure that you keep getting our content 4 days a week, go ahead and hit subscribe right now. And while you're at it, please go ahead and leave us a review. Tell us what you think of the show and we'll read your name out loud on the show. Thanks for listening to All Ears English.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is a really interesting question. But I think for most listeners, it's not gonna matter that much.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're just, you can tell if you're understood or not. If you find that people are not understanding you when you speak English, then you might think about sort of honing in on one system of pronunciation, you know, one accent, to sort of clear that up.
Yeah. And then the other thing, the other kind of myth that we want to bust, as we do the IELTS exam training, right? Some students have asked us over the years, like, do I need to speak with a British accent because it's a British exam, right? I think we've gotten that question a few times, right?
And a few times. Yeah. People are really worried about that. And even on IELTS, even on like these standardized English tests, there is nothing that says you have to have a certain kind of accent. And I think for a lot of people, for a lot of non-native speakers, they're never going to entirely get rid of their first language accent, right? There's always going to be a slight tinge at the very least of their first language accent. But the point is connection, right? Yes. And if that's not getting in the way of you connecting with other people, then it's not a problem, you know?
Exactly.
And plus, I think it's awesome to hear English spoken with different accents. I love talking to people from other countries. I don't want people to like entirely get rid of any vestige of their first language pronunciation. It wouldn't be as exciting.
It's true. And it's fun for us, right? I mean, we were going to dive a little bit into our own experiences learning languages, learning Spanish, learning Japanese, right? And so traveling around, it's fun to hear those different accents. And maybe someone says to you, oh, you have a little Spanish accent. You have a little Argentine accent. Maybe that's kind of fun. Yeah. It's not a problem.
it's a topic of conversation. It's like a way to start things off. Like, so when I was 18, I went to Madrid to study for my first year of university. And so naturally, I thought the Madrileño accent was just like the most romantic and coolest accent. I was lisping all the C's, you know, I was full on that Madrileño accent.
Wow.
And then when I like a year later or something, I went to Mexico for another study program. I would just be like in a convenience store asking for milk. I don't know. I was just shopping and people would stop to talk to me like, okay, you're obviously American. Why are you talking like that?
Oh, interesting. So were they suggesting that you should be speaking Spanish with an American accent? Or what were they suggesting?
I think they assume, right, because America's so close to Mexico that I would be trying to sound more like them, like Mexican Spanish. And they were like, where is this accent coming from? You're not from Spain. Like, why are you talking like that? And then it gave me something. It was a conversation. Conversation opener. I could be like, well, I went to university in Madrid and blah, blah, blah. So I think having a different accent helped a lot for me to like start conversations in Spanish.
Oh, and I think I love that. I mean, it's all about, I think a key piece here is playfulness and fun, having fun with it. You know what I mean?
Because
in my travels around South America, when I was in my mid-20s, I did it for a year. I just backpacked around South America, right? And I spent 3 months in Argentina and I loved mimicking the Argentine rhythm because it's beautiful.
It's
so much fun.
Spanish. Oh, it's
lovely. And then, you know, carrying that through Uruguay and then going up to Guatemala and maybe I try the Guatemalan accent. So guys, I think the point here is relax around accents, have fun, imitate, play around, tell your stories. When someone says, you sound like you have an Argentine accent, say, I was in Argentina for 3 months. Here's what I did. It was cool. Have you been there? Make that a starting point for connection. That's the answer to that.
Totally. And I also like the idea of still listening widely. You know what I mean? Like, don't cut off an accent because it sounds like it's too hard. Yeah. You're missing out on some great material. And this material is fodder for future conversation, right? It's all about having something to say. Like Lindsay said, having fun with the language. So definitely keep casting the net wide as far as what you're listening to. And just choose the way that is easiest for you to talk. Like, choose you enjoy most and go with that.
Yeah, let's put English back in our hearts and out of our heads, right? That's where we want to go.
We should put that on a t-shirt. I love that.
Into the heart, out of the head.
We need some merch. We're gonna develop this.
We do. So I want to say thank you to Mateos for that question. Really good question there, and really fun topic to get into. I love it.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That was really fun to think about. It's fun. It's fun remembering our own language studies as well.
I know. Good times. The good old days, right?
Okay. All right, Lindsay. Well, enjoy the Spanish.
I know. I'll come back with a Nicaraguan accent now. See? And that's okay.
That'd be so awesome. The next time we hear from you, it's like this, like accented English.
I know.
That's awesome. We'll see what happens. All right, let's
see. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.